I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court says employees can bar workers from collectively settling disputes in court. Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports that could harm agricultural workers who often rely on class action lawsuits to collect stolen wages.
The court's 4-5 decision stemmed from three cases in which workers were contractually obligated to settle disputes with their employer through arbitration. The University of Denver law professor Nantia Ruan says class action lawsuits are an important legal tool to help migrant farm workers and meatpacking plant workers recoup wages that have been stolen or unfairly withheld. Ruan also says low-wage workers are often unable to seek legal repercussions because litigation is expensive and damages in these cases are small.
It's only through class actions or what we call collective action that these cases get brought at all, and that's especially true for ag workers.
Employers stand to benefit from the decision because workplace disputes can be handled out of court. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is serving more warrants on illegal pot grows than all other crimes combined. The Gazette reports deputies have executed 64 such warrants over the past 5 months, seizing more than 5,000 marijuana plants. Sheriff Bill Elder says that in all of last year, deputies seized about half that many plants and raided 73 grows total. Elder predicted that by the end of the year, marijuana warrants will outnumber those for other crimes 2-1. This is 91.5 KRCC News.